FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is July 25th, 2016. I am on the road. Just got done hitting five states. I'm up to 48 states now, John. And hey, it's Monday, and that means it's time to talk with John Rubino of DollarCollapse.com. John, you might have to start a new site. I think PoliticalCollapse.com. You've kind of been writing about it, but the WikiLeaks and with what the impact it's having upon the Democratic National Convention, unbelievable. But anyway, happy Monday, and this is going to be a fun show.
Hey, Kerry. Yeah, the DNC thing kind of came out of the blue here. And not so much that when their emails got hacked and released, that there was some corruption in there. You know, we expect that, but that there was so much of it. And that they did it through emails. You know, who in this day and age leaves that kind of a paper trail? You know, you got to expect your electronic communication to be hacked one way or another, right?
Morons.
And these guys
are morons.
Well, yeah. I think that's the big takeaway here, that these guys are really stupid. Not that they're corrupt. We knew that. But they're stupid and corrupt because, I mean, they're just laying it out there. You know, we're going to do this and that to help Clinton when the Democratic National Committee is supposed to be impartial. You know, they're supposed to stand back, make sure everything happens in a clean and efficient way so that Democrat voters can choose the candidate that they want. But instead, the DNC was actively helping Hillary Clinton and actively hurting Bernie Sanders. So the Sanders people are justifiably mad about this. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, is out now. And although it looks like Clinton is going to hire her as a campaign or as a political operative after all the dust clears, which really doesn't help Hillary from the point of view of the people who are mad about what Debbie Wasserman Schultz did. But the fact that they did it at all via email is what's really shocking, you know, because and I didn't see this, but you told me before we went on, before we went live, that the next batch of stuff that's released is going to show that they were planning to give federal appointments to big campaign donors.
Yeah,
which
shocked.
Is the kind of
I'm just shocked.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked.
That's
John.
The kind of patronage that you know goes on, and yet it went on with a paper trail. They left evidence that they were doing it. You know, so how stupid do you have to be these days to do that via email? You know,
yeah.
And,
well,
and so that's the shocking part of this.
It's just the whole thing is just a joke that they could be this stupid, but. These are the kind of people that go into government. They're not the people that go into private industry, the private sector as a first choice. And you've got the emails between the DNC and the media, between the Washington Post holding joint fundraisers, which is totally illegal. You're not allowed to do that under any circumstances. And they're covering it up. So saying, okay, we won't put a price on the fundraiser. We'll just tell donors to show up with their checkbook. You know, and believe me, this is not just the DNC. The RNC is no better. And WikiLeaks probably would have busted them as well. But the RNC lost because Trump got the nomination. So now they're just having fun destroying Hillary Clinton. And notice these emails get released right on the eve of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, birthplace of the U.S. Constitution, first capital of the United States. A lot of symbolism is at play here. You got to look at the subtext here, John. So this could be the destruction of Hillary Clinton, because according to WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, who is holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, has been there for a couple of years since they released all of those State Department emails a couple of years back. They've hacked the Clinton Foundation email server, and they're going to release tens of thousands of emails that he says should land Hillary Clinton in jail. Well, I only hope that I live to see that one. But God only knows what's in those emails. You can only imagine, John.
You can totally imagine. and see, that would be another thing that that would be a shock, because Hillary Clinton, no matter what else you can say about her, is very smart. And that she left that kind of a paper trail, or an electronic version of a paper trail, is frankly shocking, you know?
Well, her aides aren't that smart. She might be, Bill might be, but the people they surround themselves with, they put loyalty ahead of brains here.
But see, Kerry, though, you would think that would be day one marching orders from a smart, corrupt politician, is to sit down with your aides and say, all right, no evidence. you leave no trace.
Yeah.
and they didn't do it. So I can't explain that, except to say that, a lot of these guys are older, and so it's not ingrained yet, even though the Sony Pictures hack should have taken care of this for everybody. I mean, when you saw those Sony emails, and they were just, the ultimate embarrassment for the people who were saying this horrible stuff, the email, and then saying, having it go public, you'd think every other elite in the world would have gotten the message and just stopped saying crazy stuff via email. I don't know. Anyhow, the Democrat convention, which starts tonight, was going to be a love fest. It was going to be one of these unique conventions in which the whole party is on the same page, just about. You got the Bernie Sanders guys who are a little bit mad off to the side. But other than that, you've got a sitting president making a keynote speech, and you've got Bernie Sanders himself endorsing Hillary Clinton. You've got a vice presidential nominee who is liked by the mainstream. He's a safe choice who wasn't going to cause any trouble. Nobody was going to be mad about it except the very far left. And, you don't care about your base once you've been nominated. You move to the middle and you try to bring in the independents. And that's what Cain was going to do. So this convention was going to be a thing of beauty from the Democrats' point of view. And now it's chaos. Yeah.
Yes. Chaos. And hey, I'm just reminded by the notorious attorney who we used to do some work for once upon a time, talking about Roy Cohn. And his thing was, never put anything in writing, save every piece of paper you get. All right. And obviously, he was a Republican too, by the way. But we come back here, and these guys obviously never learned from Roy Cohn. I'll confess, hey, if you don't have anything to hide, you don't have to worry about this stuff. But boy, these guys, not too bright. And this thing is just going to blow up here, John. It's going to get much, much worse. And we're going to see who winds up the candidate. I mean, I always felt that Hillary wasn't going to be the candidate. And lately I've been saying, I guess I'm wrong. She surprised me. She got through the email scandal and all that. But as they used to say on my favorite show growing up, Batman, the worst is yet to come.
Well, this is a lesson for all your listeners, Kerry. And that is, the world has changed. There's no such thing as privacy anymore, unless it's two people talking on a park bench where they both frisked each other for for bugs. And even that is only a temporary thing, because now you've got these tiny little microphones built into mini drones, and you've got directional mics on drones far away and stuff like that. And you've got lip reading software. And so you can never, ever be sure that whatever you're doing isn't being observed by somebody. So that totally changes life for, for everybody, but especially for the elites. We've got background level of corruption in every society that you can only hope to combat on an ongoing basis and keep it from turning into someplace like Russia, where it's the form of government, and so that's always going to be with us, and it's always existed. But now it's potentially public, no matter what it is. So this is going to go on forever. We're going to see leaks like this coming in with greater and greater frequency. And that's going to throw the old ways of doing business into chaos, I think, because you just can't operate the way big systems have operated in the past and get away with it anymore, because there are entities like WikiLeaks out there, and there are people, who are just, Edward Snowden types now in every organization, who have access and who have a thumb drive. And that's all it takes. So
that's it.
The world is very different than it used to be.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. And we're just going to be seeing more and more and more of this. So in my opinion, better off to just open it all up. Let everybody see everything now and only allow certain things to remain confidential that absolutely have to be, like identities of spies, like you're acquiring certain assets or property that if the word gets out, it's going to really jack up the prices of it and make it unaffordable for the government to do that. But everything else has to be totally, totally transparent. And or your certain R&D projects that if it gets out will really ruin the value of it. But everything else has to be transparent that the government's doing, because you have to assume that it's, if it's not now, it's going to be. So let's just open up the process altogether.
Yeah.
Total transparency, and we'll be a lot better off. Every check that gets written, let the people see it as it's getting written.
Well, you know, that's the libertarian ideal of a technological society, where we're forced to be transparent and therefore forced to be a lot more honest than we would have been in the past. And, you know, that does seem to be coming, because a lot of these big leaks are exposing stuff that I think most of us would like to see exposed. You know, it's arguable about some of Snowden's stuff. A lot of people didn't want that to be exposed. I'm glad that it happened.
Me too.
And we've got an actual presidential candidate, Jill Stein of the Green Party, saying that Snowden will be in her cabinet if she's elected, which right there, I think, bought her a lot of techno-libertarian votes. You know, I suddenly I like her. I had never heard of her before, but now I think she's cool. So,
but she's what do you call that? A Luddite, you know, she wants to turn back the hands and have us all living in log cabins. So, but, you know, in certain things, you got to kind of give and take what you like about somebody. Yes. But yes, when it comes to this pure, total openness, we got to know what's going on here. Yeah, I don't want to know how many nukes are sitting in X military base. I don't think that's something we need. But we've gotten way too secretive as a society and as a government. It needs to be opened up. And everything these parties do should be opened up. There should be no party secrecy whatsoever. And every cent that comes into them from every source, open up the packs, open up everything under the assumption it's going to be opened up. If you don't open up, somebody's going to open it up for you. So let's just do it and get it out of the way. And maybe that's the best lesson of what's going on here. And hey, let's see those Goldman. You know what? I'll bet you the Goldman Sachs speeches are the next thing coming out real soon. You got to figure they probably got them as well. And what don't they know? They probably know more about Hillary than Hillary knows about Hillary.
So this election, already very interesting, is going to be absolutely fascinating until the last day, right? Because you never know when some big leak is going to happen that changes the dynamic. So Trump or Clinton could be up or down by double digits going into the last week, and it looks like it's a done deal, and then something comes out and completely changes it, and here we go, you know. So
The thing about Trump, well, I don't know his inner dealings. I'm sure you got to do deals to get building permits wherever it is on the planet. I don't care where it is. You got to have sympathetic, government officials in your corner helping you get building permits, right? I mean, that's
Trump, it would have to be something really extreme, because he said so much stuff already, and we know so much about him that he's almost immune to normal charges of racism or sexism or corruption. You know, he could be saying all kinds of stuff, but it probably wouldn't be that different from what he's already said on the campaign trail in front of a microphone. Yes. So his stuff would have to be, you know, there's an old saying that one of the Louisiana governors used to say
probably
back when.
Long. Yes.
Yeah, where you know, for me to lose, you would have to catch me with a live boy or a dead girl.
Yeah. Or both.
And it's sort of that way with Trump too. It's gotta be something pretty big.
It would have to be a real, real shocker. So, I guess we got to go, John, but make sure you go look at John's site, dollarcollapse.com. Always changing, always original, and always there for you. And while you're at it, go take a look at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And our webmaster, Stefan, spends hours every day finding articles that are meaningful, that are relevant, and keep you informed about the global economic collapse. is a lot in common between our site and John's. John, we will talk to you next week. Be well.
Thanks, Kerry. You too.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.